Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on the line with us at the Bartlesville School Board meeting. Had a chance to approve a new football coach, Coach Harry Wright. And Coach Dilbeck, off the top, your thoughts on that hire, if you could kind of walk us through the process and what stood out about the new Broome football coach.
Well, sure. Certainly, we're excited to have Coach Wright on board. You know, the process was one that we got started on immediately. As soon as the opening came along, got jobs posted, and you know, when you're in this business, you post jobs, and sometimes people get on and fill out applications. Sometimes they just shoot you the resumes, but had tremendous interest in the job. Coach Wright was applied early on. Coach Wright had applied to be our head coach 3-4 years ago, and people that served on that committee remembered him, that they were impressed with him. So, but his application was vetted just like anybody else's. We formed a hiring committee, and last Tuesday we had some interviews, and then last Thursday we had a couple more interviews. And then the committee determined we'd send two finalists to the superintendent, and then that's after meeting with finalists, the determination was made to make Harry Wright our next head football coach, and we're very, very excited to have him.
Walk us through his background a little bit and what specifically it was about him that you guys liked.
Well, Harry's an Oklahoma guy, graduated from Eufaula High School. Went to college at Baycone, played some small college football at Baycone, and then got right into coaching. You know, in his interview, he talked about how his high school football coach had a tremendous positive impact on him, and he knew from a very early age that he wanted to be a high school football coach. He kind of came up through the ranks throughout South Central and Southeastern Oklahoma as a position coach, coaching at several different high schools, eventually landing at McAllister High School, where he served as the defensive coordinator. Then the head coach that he worked with, McAllister, took a job in Northwest Arkansas, and he went with him there, served as his DC in Northwest Arkansas at Bentonville West. And after several years being a DC there, he became a head coach of a 4A school in Arkansas, a town called Lone Oak, which is somewhere near Little Rock. But Harry, Coach Wright has been wanting to get back to Oklahoma. Like I said, he's from Oklahoma. He married a girl that's from Oklahoma, and more importantly, from Washington County, and was very interested in this area. And you know, we appreciated his interview, hit all the high marks. It's all about how we treat kids and building relationships with kids, but also has a kind of a quiet intensity about him. And then, of course, when we're doing our background checks and checking with references, the coaches that he's worked with talk about his passion to win and his intensity that he coaches with. And we sure look forward to letting him begin to have a positive effect on the Broome football program and Broome athletics in general.
Before we get into kind of the timeline of when he starts and what that looks like, seems like he checks a few boxes, certainly as someone who's had a previous head coaching experience, but also ties to the area. And obviously that the hope is when you hire someone that's been here before or has some a wife with family members here or whatever, that they're here for the long haul. So it kind of seems like he checks multiples of those boxes right off the top.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's a kind of a filter that we run the applicants through. Just to, you know, there are certain things that we want and we expect out of the applicants before they would even get an interview, and then the interview process kind of being an entirely different thing. But he does check off a lot of the boxes, and certainly something that you know, he's shown the ability to have some success. You know, I mentioned earlier he played some small college football. He was an offensive lineman, but then as he as he was getting started. I mean, as he was an assistant, he became a defensive coordinator, and then, of course, now has been a head coach for several years. So, you know, he's experienced on both sides of the ball and experienced as a head coach, and he's also spent the last 3 years as the athletic director at the school where he's coming from, so has some administrative experience also.
And let's talk about what this looks like for the program and the team over the next few weeks, kind of timeline of when he'll be here full-time, all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, he'll be here. His first official day is going to be January the 24th. He's coming right away, ready to get started, ready to get with his players and get in the weight room, ready to you know, start to build his staff and get his coaches in position. That's another one of the things we were pleased at how quickly he was able to get here and willing to get here. So that's another thing that is just he's starting off right with the right level of enthusiasm, and he has a purpose and has a plan going into this thing, and we're you know, he'll be here on the 24th, and we're happy about that.